Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseman Nolan Gorman, it's game day.
It's the Cards and Pirates today. Amron Total Access 1040. First pitch 11:35.
Let's play ball.
On your voice of the Cardinals, KMOX.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
What do I dislike this song?
Oh, it's been ruined for me. But that's okay. We're not going to let it ruin this next segment.
No, we're not.
Because St. Louis has a celebration today.
Yes, it does.
And joining us right now on the celebrity guest line is Jessica Fox. She's with Celebrate St. Louis. Hello, Jessica. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How's everybody doing today?
Well, great. We're fine. It's a little wet. It's a little damp. But that's not going to stop the festivities. Jessica, tell us about everything you've got going on in downtown St. Louis today.
Well, first of all, thank you very much, and I could not agree more. It is not going to stop the festivities. I am standing here at our Unified Command right now, and I'm watching some of our parade floats and activations start to line up. Nice. We're going to kick the day off here around 10 o'clock with America's Birthday Parade. It's going to be a fantastic celebration. We're going to move on from America's Birthday Parade to Lenora K. Sullivan, where we're going to have an amazing activation down on the riverfront. For folks that don't know, Lenora K. Sullivan is that road that is behind the arch. We've got concessions. We've got food vendors. We've got Salute the Troops. We've got the air show that everybody is so excited for. And then we're going to roll into our very traditional concerts, where we've got a number of different fantastic acts, from The Field to Lupe Fiasco to The Urge and Low Cash. And then we're going to cap off the evening with those amazing fireworks framed by that iconic arch.
Wow, that's you got a whole lot of stuff going on there. And folks, the parking is going to be pretty much available, right? The garage parking, at the arch?
Yeah, parking is available. Stadium East is probably going to be one of the best bets for folks. But we want everybody to come down. I know a number of the different municipalities may have canceled some of their fireworks. As of right now, we are a go, and we're hoping to see everybody come down to the arch grounds.
Now, let's talk about these fireworks for a minute. How big is this sucker? How long is it going to last?
So our fireworks celebration is about 22, 23 minutes. Whoa. Those fireworks are already sitting on a barge in the Mississippi, which is fantastic. So we will float that barge into the middle of the Mississippi, and those fireworks will go off off the river and framed by the arch.
And so that what time would that go off tonight, about 9:30?
Right now, we're looking around 9:40, 9:45. The best way, though, to keep up, if there's any changes in our schedule, we'll be going to celebratestlouis.org or checking us out on social media.
I know you're going to be on Lenora K. Sullivan, and there's going to be, you know, booths down there, places to get food and drink and listen to music, but could people still use the arch grounds? So could I throw out a picnic blanket if I want and be under the arch to watch the fireworks tonight?
100%, and we're hoping that folks come down and do exactly that.
Now, let me ask you about this food out there. What kind of food do we have on Lenora K. Sullivan with the vendors?
We've got some really great vendors down there from a food perspective. We've got Chasing Chicken. We've got Sugar Fire. Ooh. We've got even some of the other vendors that have traditionally been down on Lenora K. Sullivan for any day of the week. And so we've got a number of different food vendors. We've got cold beer that's ready to be sold. There's going to be a lot going on. We're also going to be doing our Salute to the Troops, and we've got a new activation down there for our veterans called Veterans Village.
Nice.
Where we're going to be highlighting a lot of the nonprofits that serve the veteran community here in St. Louis. So it's going to be a great opportunity for our veterans to come down and see the different services that St. Louis offers them.
That's really cool. It sounds like just fantastic. Say if a fellow wanted a gyro, you know, the Greek gyro, would a guy be able to find one of those down there?
I think so.
Great. I mean, it's fantastic.
So, Jessica, if people wanted to look at everything you just said, is there a place online that has all the information about what's going on today?
CelebrateStLouis.org. It's going to have our full run of show. We'll put any changes to schedule out on CelebrateStLouis.org. And we've also got, you can follow us on social media as well, Facebook, Instagram. That's going to be the best way to get all of the information and, you know, parking, metro lines, everything is right at everybody's fingertips.
Jessica Fox with Celebrate St. Louis, the vice chair, kind enough to take some time. Tell us about the party she and a bunch of folks are throwing here in downtown St. Louis. Look forward to you all coming down and celebrating. Have a good time, Jessica.
Thank you.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.